Okay, good morning, everybody. This week's Sedra, the name this morning, Parshas Bo, Parak Yud Beis or Shmos, Torah introduces the first mitzvah presented to Klal Yisrael as a nation. In fact, as we know, Rashi, in the very opening comment of the Chumash, wonders why the Torah doesn't start here with Parak Yud Beis or Shmos. Because if the Torah is fundamentally a book of mitzvahs, then we should begin with the first mitzvah. We have a few mitzvahs in Sefer Bereishis, but this is the first mitzvah presented to Klal Yisrael. So in that Perek and Beis and Shmos, we have a couple of psukim that relate to the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah on Pesach night. One is in Perek and Beis, Pesach Chesed source. One, Va'ochlus Habosa Balayla, they're talking about the meat from the Korban Pesach. You have to eat the meat from the Korban Pesach that night. Sli Eish, just be roasted. Umatzos amor mechule, either together with matzah and mora. So in this pasuk, the matzah is, so to speak, an accompaniment to the meat from the Korban Pesach. Then a few psukim later, 10 psukim later, the second part of source 1, pasuk says, and again, perikid base, pasuk yuches, borishon, the first month, barbo, so yom lachodesh bo'erev, tochlo matzah. The first month of Nisan, on the 14th, if it's evening, we call that the 15th, bo'erev tochlo matzah. That might be after the matzah, until the end of the yantif and so on. So here in Parshas Bo, there are two presentations of the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. One is that it accompanies the Korban Pesach. We find such a similar thing by Pesach Sheni in Parshas Balos on the second source, the Midbar Perek Tes Pasuk Yud Aleph. By Chodesh Hasheni, when you do those people who missed the first Korban Pesach in Nisan for whatever certain valid reason, they can bring the Tashlum and make up Pesach Sheni. It also says there, you eat them, you do the carbon, you bring the meat, and so on. Al matzos u'marichlu, and eat it with matzah and mora. So based on these psukim, the Gemara at the very end of Maseches Tzachim has the following discussion. And Adav kuf chaf amar aleph, source 3. Amar Rava, matzah bizman hazeh, doraisa mora drabonon. Rava is of the opinion that matzah remains a mitzvah the same as doraisa even bizman hazeh, whereas mora now is a mitzvah drabonon. Why? Maishno mora, why is mora different? Yechiva matzah sumrorim. Because the Pasuk, for whatever reason, they quote the Pasuk in Parshas Balos and not the Pasuk in Parshas Bo. And our Gada, we do also like that. We also quote by Korech, we quote our Matzah, the Pasuk in Balos. Right, we don't quote the Pasuk in Parshas Bo. Okay, that's an analysis some other time. But anyway, it says, so the Gemara derives, well, if Mor is mentioned in conjunction with the Korban Pesach, both there in the Source 1, Al Matzah Samar Chlu, and Atliyeshu Matzah Samar Chlu, and in Parshas Balos, Al Matzah. So the Mor is mentioned with as an adjunct, so to speak, to the meat from the Korban Pesach. So the Gemara says, "Vizman dika Pesach es Mor." As long as there is a Korban Pesach, so then it's a mitzvah deraisa to eat Mor with it. Vizman de leka Pesach, but if there's no Korban Pesach, then leka Mor. There's no Mor either, right? And on a deraisa level, we eat Mor as a derabana, as a cheret. So remember, it used to be done, but since there's no Korban Pesach anymore, there's no meat, so there's no Mor either. The Gemara says a matzah nami haksiva matzah sumar. So we should have the same decision by matzah also. Matzah should also be only drabbanon because it also is introduced in the psukim as accompanying the Korban Pesach. So the Gemara says no, because matzah mehad the hada beikra be'erev tochlo matzah. By matzah, the second pasuk yurches back in source one, there it mentions matzah completely independent of the Korban Pesach. So it's true that matzah is an adjunct to the Korban Pesach. It's true, but it's not only that. Morah is never mentioned, other than in conjunction with the Korban Pesach. So by Morah, we assume once there's no more Korban Pesach, there's no more mitzvah deraisa of Morah, but matzah remains deraisa because it appears independently. Rashbam there, Mitzvah Kufchaf explains, or matzah is matzah deraisa, meaning Laila Harishon Chova, the first night, the night when we have that's when we have the obligation to eat matzah. And the Gemara goes on, okay, to say, in Pesachim Kufchaf Mulalap, there's a braisa, Tanya Kavos with the Rava, they learn that from a different place. Pasuk says, I forgot to print the pasuk. It's in Parshas Re. It says, "Sheishes yomim tocha matos, v'el mashiach teres shemelkecha." It says you only have to eat matzah for 6 days. What do you mean 6 days? What happened to the seventh day? So the Gemara says, obviously it's only optional on the seventh day. I don't have to. So the Gemara has mashvi rishus, av sheishes yomim rishus. So matzah is only optional on the seventh day, and we have a rule because as Gemara explains, my Tama, one of the rules that we say in Rabbi Yishmael. It's one of the social media of Rabbi Shmuel. We say that Bryce at the end of the Korbanos. So, those who say it. So this is a classic example that really, since matzah is clearly only optional on the seventh day, because it says you only have to eat it for 6 days, so the seventh day is removed from the cloud. So the principle is that teaches the whole, it's only optional all along. And then Gemara says, one second, Yochel af Laila Arishon Rishus. So maybe the first night it's also only optional, the first night of Pesach. Tamalo, no, Amatzim Rechlu. No, it's with the Korban Pesach. The Torah says you have to eat it. So the Gemara says, Ein Le'el B'Zman Shereis Mekdash Chaim. B'Zman Shereis Mekdash Chaim B'Nai. Tamalo, Ma'arav Tov L'Matzos HaKosuk Rechlu. It's the same as Rava, you have an earlier source of Pesach. They demonstrate that the first night of Pesach, even the absence of the Korban Pesach, that's different. That's not included in the rule that it's optional. Matzah is optional all week long. You don't have to eat matzah. Now I eat chametz. You can't eat chametz. You don't have to eat matzah. You can eat potatoes or whatever. Yeah.
I don't know if I understand how we mean in source 3 of why we think that the source pasuk for matzah is from the pasuk about korban pesach.
Well, that's the first. That is the first time it's mentioned. You look at source 1. Ba'achus abos walat etzliyeshu matzah. The first time matzah is mentioned, it's mentioned in conjunction with korban pesach.
Several other times throughout
the no, so that's what the Gemara said. Yeah, but if you would have had just that, how many it was, you go by the first time that it's mentioned with the Mara, so that was the first time it has the same thing as Mara. Then the Gemara said, I mean, it just spells out the thought process. You're right. But that the Gemara is just spelling out the thought process. It says, no, it's required all the time. And then you have this other proof from that Brisa. I'm going to read the whole Rashbam. You can take the Rashi and Rashbam will explain it, that this is one of the rules of the, as Rashi said, well, let's take a look at Rashi, end of 6, he says, it's optional to eat matzah. She wrote to Yochel Lechol Bosom Olechem. You don't have to eat. You can eat meat, you can eat potato, let them eat cake, whatever. Piece of cake, right. You need as long as it's kosher pasuk. Macarons, you don't have to eat matzah. Okay, anyway, so whatever you want. But you don't have to. And after the Rambam, Paskin, Halacha, by the way, all right, let me read it quickly, the Rambam. Tarek Vom, Hilchus Chametz Matzah, Halacha, Aleph 8. Mitzvah Saseh min HaTorah Lechol Matzah B'Leil Chamish Osar. The mitzvah Saseh to eat matzah is on the 15th of night. Shenem Arba Arab Tov L'Matzah. Our Pesach, Perikin Beis, Pesach Yud Ches, here in Parshas Bo. B'chol Makom, everywhere, B'chol Zman, all time. V'lo Tola Achil Azu B'Korban HaPesach, El Azu Mitzvah Zay Atzma. Okay, mitzvah Sokol HaLayla. This is not connected to the Korban Pesach, the mitzvah any time at night, that's a different issue. Al B'Shar HaRegel, but the whole rest of Yom Tov, Achilas matzah v'shus, rotzo ocho matzah, rotzo ocho orez. The Rambam didn't have a problem with kidneys. He says you can eat rice. O dochen, o kloyos, o peros, eat other foods, whatever. Ava b'leil chamishos o b'lad chova. And mishachon kezayis yotei chovot. You just have to eat a kezayis. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch Pasuk as well. It's in the top ayin hay, Baruch Chaim, Siv Zayin. Ein chiyav achilas matzah b'lad arishon b'lad. Ba'af b'lad arishon yotzeh b'kezayis. And the Shemur explains, Tichsim, and Sukkot Mem Dalet 10, the rest of the week, there's no obligation. Just in Alayi Chometz, that's for sure. That's not only the first night, that's the whole week. Now, Shabur raised the question, well, wait a minute, you do have to eat Yontif, you have to have Hamotzi, Shabbos, Chalamoid, you have to eat Pas. So what does it mean? So he says you can eat what's called Matzah Shira. I don't know the whole problem. You can eat the type of Matzah which would not be valid for the taste of Seder, but it's valid, it's not Chometz. So it's not lechemoni, whatever, but after the night shear. So I don't go into that problem right now, but the Mishnah Berurah is sensitive to it, that you do have to eat some sort of matzah during the Shabbos, for Yom Tov, for lechemish, and so on, but it doesn't have to be lechemoni, huh?
Yeah,
so we assume you have to have right, you know. Said you can eat cake or whatever, you have to eat the right shear, but I don't go into that now. Anyway, bottom line, by the way, that explains, just to make it clear, it's obvious, but that explains why our practice on Pesach, when we eat matzah, we only make the bracha al achilas matzah. That's the same. The whole rest of the week we eat matzah. Most of us do eat matzah the rest of the week. That's according to some Rishonim and some Achronim. It's known as the Golden Gong, actually before the Golden Gong. There is a Kiyum to eat matzah during the week as well. Every day of Pesach, eat some matzah. We don't make the bracha of Achilas matzah. But say, in contrast to Sukkah. On Sukkah, is every time we eat the Sukkah. But it's the first night, the third day, the fourth afternoon, doesn't matter. Anytime you eat the Sukkah, you have to make a bracha leisha basukkah, because it says basukkah teshu shivas yamin. But matzah, and that's it. So it's a mitzvah the whole week, the same mitzvah. That is a bigger, right, there's a bigger chiyuv the first night, and perhaps the difference with the rain and this and that. I don't go into that now. But levaisa, when we eat in the Sukkah, we do make a leisha basukkah all week. Achilas matzah, on the third day of Chalamoy, you have matzah, you can have 5 pieces of matzah. You don't have to make you make hamotzi, you have to make. You have to make like any other brichas on edit, but you don't make a brichas on mitzvah. Okay. So we understand that for the first night of Pesach is a chiyuv to eat matzah. Okay. So everybody knows it's turned to source 11, the famous mission at the beginning of the 10th parak of Pesachim, Sadi Pesach of Eid, the mission says, Erev Pesachim, or Arvi Pesachim, Somoch Lemincha, Lo Yocha, Adam Achetechshah. The Chacham say that an Erev Pesach in the afternoon, Somoch Lemincha. Mincha means, for our purpose, day the middle of the afternoon, Mincha, Mincha, Tana, the middle of the afternoon. A little before then, passing 3 o'clock or so, lo yochal adam ad shetechsha. You shouldn't eat anything until the night. Okay? As Rashi says, kodol mincha ma'at, Rashbam says, psachim psachim mincha means mincha k'tana, the later mincha time. Not as early as 12:30, but from passing 3 o'clock. So kodol mincha ma'at, chatzi shor, we assume a half an hour. Fine. And then the Rashbam explains where they shechted the korban Pesach and so on. Okay, why in the world should you not be allowed to eat on Erev Pesach in the afternoon past a certain hour? What's the problem? So Rashi and the Rashbam, Dibur Masel Lo Yochal 12:30, both give the same reason. So today, she yochal matzah shol mitzvah l'tayomo. You'll have a proper appetite to eat the matzah at the seder. Okay, why do you need to have an appetite? Mishum hider mitzvah. Both Rashi and the Rashbam say this is a hider mitzvah. You want to have a good appetite to eat the matzah. If you're going to be busy eating all day, by the time you get to eat the matzah, who wants to put a piece of matzah in his mouth? They have to stuff it. Anyway, a lot of people don't. Not so eager to put a piece of matzah in your mouth, you know. But I prefer to use the example of the afikomen. You know, afikomen I find a very difficult mitzvah. You just ate the whole meal and so on. You thought, oh, well, goody, another piece of matzah, you know.
Dessert.
So it's a hard dessert. Yeah, right. I'm not on dessert. Yeah, very hard. But if you
I
ate all no, but if you ate all afternoon, you'd be feel the same way. Now, the truth is, Chazal may not have been familiar with the type of seder that we have.
Any food is too much in the afternoon.
No, we're talking about any food. Any food. There's a different din, not the matzah and our face. That's a different din. Right, that's a different din. But this is lo yochal adam nali matzah. Any food this we're talking about. Again, we'll see. You can eat fruits, you can eat light fruit snacks, whatever. But no, I don't have a big full meal. They don't want to be full. Again, a Chazal may not have been aware of our seder structure. We don't, anyway, get up to the matzah until about 10:45. even if you ate in the afternoon, you may well be hungry anyway. Our Siddharva, whatever, Baruch Hashem. But first of all, we know, at least in this part of the world, we've already changed the clocks nowadays. So you only first get home till 9:15. Of course. The time's too. But still, somehow, psychologically, I don't know. You sit down. And then you have, Baruch Hashem. We have all been to Siddharim with a lot of people until everybody gets seated.
Every kid,
they all have papers, what they're reading, so you can sit at the seder for 45 minutes. You haven't gotten the Marashtana yet, because the kid has 60 Torah for Halach Manya, why it's in Aramaic. Anyway, the bottom, there's a lot of activities, and it's fun. I remember also settling down. I tell people this. I never enjoyed personally the mitzvah when I was young. Never enjoyed the mitzvah of Haseba. Because you're sitting in a chair, and you're trying to position the pillow. And, I end up my brother's leg, and he's all, until I start to have my own status, I have an armchair. That makes all the difference in the world. This is great. But if when you're younger, it's like, just trying to angle, or the pillow falls on the floor.
That's
a mess.
That's part of the human mission to get a better chair.
I don't know. But anyway, the Rashi and the Rashbam here both mentioned hider mitzvah, that you should have an appetite. Right? You should have an appetite for the for the matzah. And then, again, they're assuming we're going to get up to the matzah earlier than we do with all the activity, Baruch Hashem, at the Seder, Someone wants to say Manishtana in Japanese and so on. Whatever. They have all the different shtick. And then, like I once said, then there's a guy who comes back from Eretz Yisrael who wants to say over a shtickle Torah that he heard, and no one at the table knows what he's talking about. Not clear that he knows what he's talking about. He's saying over a whole wondrous of some strange topic, Chavur Shal Epischa. Anyway, we've all been through it. Baruch Hashem. But anyway, at the end of the day, the reason given here is hider mitzvah. If you look in the Ran, source 14, the Ran, commenting on the Rif, and the Yud Testament out on the pages of the Rif, he has a different explanation. Nothing to do with hider mitzvah. He says something else. Lo yachal adam klomar, lo yachal in 14, lo yachal lechol meforesh, we're going to the Hainu Tana, kechid olese le mechol le matzah chila gata. It's not a matter of hider mitzvah. It's a matter of otherwise going to be called achila gasa. Achila gasa means like a disgusting eating. Okay, you go to a wedding and you ate a lot at the shmor, and then they serve the first course, and you sit down and they bring out the meat, and your mom is like, you're stuffed already, right? You can't eat it. But on the other hand, they paid a lot for it, so you better eat something. The hosts, so like, you can barely put it in your mouth. So that's achila gasa. And the, you can barely swallow it, because it's other than difficulty. Right? If you're so full and you can eat the matzah, it's not a matter of hider mitzvah. And he says, that may not be called achila kor. That's called ingesting food, maybe. But it's not called achila. And he brings it right. You eat a kohen's truma. You're not a kohen. You're mazik his property. But it's not called achila. Right? Yeah, it's unbelievable. Right? But Kip also, you'll see in a second. Okay, Tosis quotes it. So the And that's really the Gemara later. If you look in 15, I'm Kuf Zayin Amid Aleph, I'm talking over Kuf Zayin Amid Beis. The Gemara asks, what's the reason behind it? Samach L'mincha Yibayu, Samach L'mincha Gedola, or Samach L'mincha Ketana? Which Mincha, the early Mincha, which is Mincha Gedola, which is 12:30, or Mincha Ketana, which is 3, or 3:30 actually. So the Gemara, that depends on what the reason is. Is it because of the Karban Pesach, meaning, what do you call it, because of Pesach? That's how Rashi and Rashbam 1670 were afraid. You know, starting Mincha Gedola time, which is 12:30, every Pesach, you could bring the Karban Pesach. We're afraid if a person sits down and starts eating, you'll forget to get distracted, and immediately you have to bring the Karban Pesach. You'll have to hurry. It says in the Mishnah that there were three different shifts of people coming to the Beis HaMikdash to bring the Karban Pesach. The early shift, and they would fill up the Beis HaMikdash and close the doors. And the second shift, I don't know for sure which shift I thought of. No question, the last shift. But anyway, but if you're eating, you'll get distracted. Like we have other mitzvahs you're not supposed to eat before. Because Chometz, talking about Pesach, other mitzvahs we avoid eating before, davening and so on. So is that what it's about? And of course, no, it's not about that. It's about matzah. And the Gemara says, top of the page, the second part of 15, Mishum matzah, dilma arsi l'michla matzah, achil gasa. So that's what the Rambam says, that's the reason. So what are the Rashi and Rashbam have to come up with? Either mitzvah, the Gemara itself says that it's achil gasa. That's the reason. Okay, that's what we're afraid of. So,
Is that the Rambam that not
call me
who eats
achil gasa? According to the, yeah, because it's that I like high. He's chayav to take for damaging the property in the coin. He can't eat it now. I think so. I don't know if it's just. I assume so. So if you look again, I printed Rashi and Rashbam, you can see. And they work out all the times, you know. Again, you can see yourself. And he talks about also the issue of what he called of achila gasim. Okay, by the way, the Meiri over there in Pesachim also, look, we skipped down to 20. Zeh should be on a mission, Sheinochim, Barbe, Pesachim, 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 Ketano, Lomala, Tam Adover, Shalom Yavo Lecha, Lomala, Tzachila Gasa, Tzol Lomala, Shiasbiya, Atzma, Kor Mechilosa, Ad Shachshav, Kotz Bachila, it's disgusting. It's disgusting. Vizu, Bachila Zu, Ve'ein Zu Kui Achila, it says there also, it's not called Bachila, Lomala. The Tosis over there on Kum Zayin, Beis and Pesachim, the Rasul Dilma, the next source, right, Vein Achila, he calls a different Gemara. Rabbi Zerayus made him Kippur. Can a minute parak basa the Yuma? Ha'ochel Achila gasa b'yom Kippur and potter. Not allowed to do it, but it would not be called Achila Yom Kippur. Let's say Yom Kippur, right, just had a big suit of Marsekis. You know, so right at the Komidah, he went downstairs to take a bite. You stuffed from the suit that you had an hour ago. So that's called Achila gasa. So he quotes a different Gemara also. Okay, so he says...
You're
not allowed to do it. It's not considered a violation. It's called alcohol eating. It's called ingesting food. It's like, yeah, let's say someone would put in food intravenously. You know, anyway, it's a different, it's taught this also, but anyway, so in the context of this, the Tosis says, he says, Omar Rabbi Natan, let's get to the third line, the trey gavne achila gasa. The two types of achila gasa. Achas shenafsho kotsa milecho, where it's mamish disgusting, you're just shoving it in, you can't. That, I'll also part of Yom Kippur. But v'yesh achila gasa, she'eno mis'av alecho, you're not really that hungry, achyesh botam. Okay, but there's still flame, you enjoy something, you're not really full, you're not really hungry, you're full, but you know, it's a different time. Like much of our eating nowadays, yeah. And by the way, that's the hard of Pesach, because he points out, Pesach is a din to eat the carbon Pesach meat a la soma. You're supposed to be full. The carbon Pesach meat's full. Yeah, you're supposed to be full, so you don't break the bones. Yeah. Chayno shemitz avalecho tach. Okay? And he says that therefore the person wouldn't be called a Rosha because, anyway, the Tosis seems to say that maybe therefore the Achila Gasa, it's a lower type of Achila Gasa where it would be considered Achila. Okay? But Lamaisa, going back to Rashi and Rashbam, maybe they're in agreement with this Tosfos. That's what Rashash points out. Okay? Rashash, I'm back on Tzadik Tes Amud Beis, 22, points out, Kedei Lecho V'Tevo, V'Tema, Yul Kasha, right? Shalom Pirish, Kamer B'Gemara. Why did Rashi and Rashbam give a reason? Hid their mitzvah, should have an appetite to hid their mitzvah. The Gemara has Dilma Asu Mechama Asu Chil Gasa. So why did Rashi and Rashbam on Tzadik Tes, on the Mishnah, say, you know, I eat Erev Pesach because of hid their mitzvah? Because of achila gasa, so perish matzah ve'ein achila, right? Ulai de lemaish shapira shav. That tells the lahachi nokat matzah to the gavoh habi achila gasa, achila muetes, achila gasa because u'ein ala kamosho teyavon. Kind of merges the two sheep. This little bit that you're going to eat you know, so it's not really Teyavon, and you'd be Yotze the way Rabbi Tam says. And Iran says, Iran Pirish Kamishu Machila Gaso, Hanachon, Iran, we saw it. But the Rashash kind of justifies Rashi and Rashbam that, well, it's not really the exact Achila Gaso, it's a different type of Achila Gaso, you need something else. They bring in the question of Hidra Mitzvah. I don't want to go into so much now the Achila Gaso issue, I do want to go into the Hidra Mitzvah issue, because if we think about it for a moment, this is an unusual application. That's why I tell the Shir, Hidra Mitzvah, different perspective. This is a different type of Hidra Mitzvah than what we're usually accustomed to thinking about. It's a different category of Hidra Mitzvah, right? Now, the Rambam does bring this, Perek Vav, Hilchus Chomets, Matzah Lechid Beis, Asu Chachomim, Lecho Matzah Erev Pesach, Kidei Sheheker Lachilos of Erev. That's about eating matzah on Erev Pesach. That's a different thing. Some people already stop eating matzah on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, some people go a month before Purim time. Okay, that's a different thing, okay? But then he writes, but V'chein, also lechol in general, Erev Pesach, we call him Hilchi Matzah. Forget about matzah. Even in general, you shouldn't eat after the Kidei, Shekoneis lechilas matzah b'taiva. He also gives the reason. He doesn't say achila gasa. He gives the reason, so you should have an appetite. Now, avo ochel hu ma'at peros, you can have a little fruit, a little vegetable, or something, but v'lo yimalei kreisu, don't fill yourself up. And indeed, v'chacham ha'rishonah huvar, even after Erev Pesach, lechol matzah b'taiva, he doesn't say hidda mitzvah, but he says, v'yu mitzvahs chavivin alone. So the mitzvahs will be enjoyable, beloved. He avoids the word hidra mitzvah. So you can be medayik there. The Rambam intentionally did not use the word hidra mitzvah. Mitzvah chaviv, or you could say he means the same thing. That's an open question. But maybe he doesn't use the word hidra mitzvah, maybe, because Lamaisa, that's not the usual type of hidra mitzvah. What's the usual type of hidra mitzvah?
That's right.
So that's from next week's schedule, right from the Shira, Parashat B'Shalach, Perek as well, B'Shemos Posuk Beis, Ozim, Eskava, Elishua, Zeh Kelev Anveyu, like the famous Zeh Kelev Anveyu, from which the Mechilta, in the Masechta Neshira, Parsha Gimel, on Vanveyu 25, says, I'll be small. Omer, what do you mean? What do the words mean? Zekeli Vanveyu, I will beautify my God. I will beautify Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the Brisa says in the Chilta, be small. Omer, he epsil, abosel, dabla, hanrot, kona. The human being beautify God. What does it mean? Ella, aname lo b'mitzvah. I will beautify his mitzvahs. Eres elephonim, lulav noah, sukkah noah, tzitzis noah, tfilah noah. Right? Make the objects you use for mitzvah, make them beautiful. Get a beautiful lulav. A beautiful sukkah, a beautiful shofar, you know, whatever items used in the mitzvah. And that's the famous Gemara. Exactly. And that's what I'm trying to point out. That's what I'm pointing out. The usual application of hidden mitzvah, we understand hidden mitzvah, is to beautify the item that you're using for the mitzvah. This is the rational response.
$18 a pound.
Oh, right, how would you get matzah hidden? I'd make it perfectly round or perfectly square, whatever, I don't know. But it sounds like, and it's huh?
Thinner,
right? Yeah. That's tasty. I agree. That's the Gemara. The Gemara is in Shabbos Kuflam and Gimel Beis. The Tanya is Zekeliya. Yes.
Yes.
Does
he eat meat on purpose?
Good question. I don't know. Yeah, I think we possibly can. Yeah. I don't know. I think you just give an example. I would think. But anyway, meat is maybe more associated with a meal, but you can. Anyway, the Gemara says in Shabbos Kuflam and Gimel Beis, same thing. The Tanya, same like the Mechilta, more or less. Zekeliya Vanveyu Hisnoa Lefana B'Mitzvah. They're elaborate. The chasu bol shmo, but yo no, a nice ink, a nice cloud, kumus no, a nice quill or whatever. The lavler uman, a very skilled sofer. The korcho b'shirayina, and you wrap the sefer a beautiful mantle, you know, some kind of. Okay, now what exactly does it mean practically beautifying the mitzvah? So that's a sugya in the beginning of a kama daf tes. Just put it as a side point. It's worth seeing. El Aram Zera. 27, Testament Beis Malakam. El Avram Zera, Behidr Mitzvah Ad Shlish B'Mitzvah. Hidr Mitzvah means you should spend up to one-third more for the Hidr Mitzvah. Ad Shlish B'Mitzvah. Rashi explains in 28, Behidr Mitzvah Ad Shlish B'Mitzvah, Shemote Beis Sifrei Torahs, Liknos. There are two Sifrei Torah available, right? And one is more Hodim, Echad Hodim Mechavero, so he should be willing to spend Yosef Shlish Hadam and Vikachas Ahadir. Kinitanya, and Rashi quotes the Gemara in Shabbos, Zekhem Aveo, etc. So it means one third more. The more practical example, I think, that we have is a little of an Esrog, right? There's a $35 table, and a $55 table, and a $70 table, right? So whatever you'll spend. Now, how you determine what you're going to spend, I don't go to that now. Okay,
the price is more important than the.
No. It's got to be, hopefully, the price.
I'm not shopping for
shop. Right.
Expensive wine, but it takes.
I understand. So we'll see about something similar in a second. But again, the Esrog has to look nice. The assumption is that the nicer the Esrog is, the nicer table, usually. Sometimes you get a good deal, you know, you find those nice. But anyway, So again, a lot of people spend a lot of time looking for that. So you know, other people don't. I mean, you know, you try to find. Somebody
spend,
told me once in Eretz Yisrael.
One third more time. Huh. Yeah.
Somebody told me once in Eretz Yisrael for Kippur and Sukkot, and Rav Shechter was there. And so he asked, Rav Shechter, are we going to buy a little Nesser? He said, he's going to come up. Can I come with you? Okay. So he came with him, and they went, they looked around. Nesser looks good. For 15 minutes, you know, in and out. Well, the guy was a little disappointed. He was there. Clearing
that means on the way out, you don't have to look at other tables.
You're right, but if you do,
you spot one.
Anyway, but what's interesting, also the Gemara asks this side point, Bar of Ashi, Shlish Milagav or Shlish Milabar? What does one third mean? Does one third mean, let's say it was $60. So one third is 20, so you spend $20 more for a total of 80. Or no, one third, you spend 90, one third of the total. That's a machokas teku. Okay. Marley's a teku. Marley's a teku. Rashi says Shlish Milagav means Kiyonim Akotanim Kabashisha Yosef Shnei Dinar. Milagav means inside, from you know the one third of what you have, you have to add two dinars, which is shlish, or is milabar. Bar means outside, like brisa, outside. Okay, so in the total. So when our paskins in Tafresh Nun Vav by Chaslul of Orchaim talking to Tuvalev in Kana Esrog Sharoi Latkes Bobet Simtum. Now it's a small esrog which you could bait them in some semes or chakak. What's a goral meadow mitzvah hosimad shlish milagav in Mei Arishol. Yeah, Mr. Brewer explains not that you have to have two. It means you can exchange it. Okay. And you don't have to have two esrog with the double shalom itself, right? But anyway, and as we're passing here, Shlish Milagav, huh?
The iPhone,
you can trade it. Trade it, exactly. Get back. So it says, Yikach HaHadr,
upgrade,
right. Yikach HaHadr, Ein Miyakrim Oso Yosim Shlish Milagav. He's passing Shlish Milagav. It's just an interesting point of Soloveitchik once noted. And again, I think of the other Mr. Brewer, it's Kedil Achlipo. If Chavero ain't a Rotsa Achlipo, look at $2. If the salesman doesn't want to give it back, Rach Lamocho ain't a Chai, he doesn't have to spend, you know, that amount of money again. Okay? And, okay, this is also, huh? No, I don't know. Okay, they're spending more, yeah. All right, anyway, he doesn't spend $2. He doesn't need to a Rakat Shlish. Okay? That's a question, whether he sees it later. Okay, we'll go to that now. I do want to mention, Soloveitchik once explained, you know, this Machlokes Shlish Milagav, Shlish Milabar, how do we treat the hider? It's a conceptual question. What is hider? Is hider something above and beyond? Is it a mitzvah? And it's hider, it's a separate thing. Oh, no, we look at it as one package, so to speak.
Meaning,
here's an afkamina. I'm going to give an afkamina from Hanukkah, even though the hider of Hanukkah may be different. I don't want to go into it now in detail, but let's take for a moment. We know the basic mitzvah is Ner Shel Beis Hamikdash, right? One candle. And now the second item, we light an extra, right? So let's light an extra candle. Do all the dinim of the mitzvah candles, so to speak, apply also to the hider candles? Meaning, Madlikin Elaner, or not reading by, whatever. Or, you know, it's something extra. So, the only way I explain to the students, would you make a bracha afterwards? All kinds of rules. Okay, so that's the question of how do we view the hither. The way example I gave to the students is sometimes, if you think back, I know because we had both kinds of teachers. Sometimes the teacher gives a test, and there's extra credit. Like 3 points extra credit. All right, so let's say I take the test, I get the extra credit. Some of the 3 points that some teachers would write on the top of the paper, 91 plus 3. Right. You got a 91 on a test, plus 3 extra credit. Other teachers, I did, I'm not saying one's better. I was just writing 94. You got a 94. It's up to the same thing. All right, 94. That's the question. Does the extra credit become part of the test? Or no, we have to keep it separate. The Rav said that's the machokas, whether it's $20 or $30. If you view it as a separate thing, so it's one third of the mitzvah remains at $60, so I spend another 20 for because it remains separate. I said, okay, if you hold it, you look at the total. Okay, so then the total, the hider is built into the total, then it's one third of the total. That's what he suggested. Okay. All right, anyway, so, but that's question one.
I am an esrog in the Rambam.
Which goes first. Yeah. Anyway, be that as it may, the question stands that it is an unusual application, getting back to our discussion, of Rashi and Rashbam to mention hider mitzvah, and hider mitzvah seems to apply to the item, spending extra money, making it more beautiful. It's the item they're using, and that doesn't seem to impact, well, you know, they shouldn't eat. The chlau, I mean, it's an interesting question. The Rav addressed this also, which I'm not going to address tonight, but it's also unusual, according to Rashi and Rashbam, and it's a related question, really, that a hider mitzvah will generate an isser. Like, you're not allowed to eat on every face in the afternoon, so because of hider mitzvah. Hider mitzvah is usually, again, something you do in the positive, not something you don't do. It generates and we have to refrain from eating on our faces. It's an interesting, different application. So let's go back. Let's see. We're going to come.
Let's
make
a circle, which is not more beautiful, but it's more protected from wind and rain.
Okay.
Small upgrade.
I
know, but it's still alive, but it's still something in the item. It's still something in the item.
What about the
Let's see. So there is a Gemara in Gittin, which we're going to ask a second question, but very interesting. Amar Chista, in Gittin, so it's talking about a get. A get shekasu shalol lishma. You have a get that was written shalol lishma. The halacha by a get is that a get has to be written for that particular couple. So for Reuven and Chana, whatever, it has to be written for that couple. It's not like a ksuba. You can go into the store and we can print out a ksuba and just fill in the right names, right? The right names of the date. That's by a ksuba. Like, you can get a calligraphy too, but you don't have to. Right? So you can go and maybe, I don't know, this is, but sometimes the ladies like it, so it's maybe hidden.
Question.
Yeah,
what's cool
yeah. Anyway, so exactly, hidden shall buy. So but a get has to be written for that purpose. So yesterday I have a get that was written shalom lishma. Right? The get, a sofer was writing a practice, so he wrote a get for a couple, Reuven and Chana, and the last one they started, I'm not going to break up. Luckily for the sofa, there's another couple with Reuven and Chava in the town who also get divorced. Oh, good, I have her get ready to cheat. No, you're not allowed to do that. But what if the Hever Olav Kumus Lishma? So what he did was, the sofa will just write over, take ink and just, go over the letters quickly with Hever Olav Kumus. Rashi says, in 32, I'll call, of course, every letter. It's like when you go to make Nassim Sefer Torah, so he's finishing Sefer Torah. So, in other words, believe me, the sofa's been working on this for years. It doesn't want me to come and mess it up in the second to last line, that's the last thing he wants. So it's basically so you write a little thing, and then he's going to finish it. He's not taking any chances, right? So that's what he's having of kumut. So the Gemara says, Rechista says, Bala machokas yudu rabbanan. Machokas yudu rabbanan. Tanya. So I want to say the Torah now. Harisha tzorach lichtov es Hashem. So a guy was writing the Sefer Torah, and he had to write the Shem Hashem. That's who he was up to. And he got mixed up. It was somewhere maybe in Parshas Vayechi or something. And he got mixed up, and he thought he was supposed to write Yehuda. And the letters of Yehuda are very similar. Yud Kei Vav Kei, something's a Dalet, right? So Niskaver and Lichtov Yehuda, he was planning to write Yehuda. By mistake, the Torah, hit the Dalet. He forgot to put the Dalet in the Yehuda. Okay? He forgot to put the Dalet. Right, the guy's half asleep. Okay, so he thought he was supposed to write Yehuda. And he's really supposed to write the Shem. He wrote Yehuda without the Dalet. And he said, I left that Dalet. Oh, wait a minute. I was supposed to write Yehuda. Oh, good. He's all happy. So is it good or not? So the Gemara says, Mavir Olav Kumus Makatsu. The Shem Hashem has to be written with special Kavanah. The Shem Hashem has written the same Torah with Kavanah. And obviously, he didn't have that Kavanah because he was planning to write Yehuda, just left out the Dalet. So therefore, it says to Yehuda, so take it. You can write over again. And this time, have Kavanah with Shem Hashem. And the Chachamah would know, and no good. Ain't Hashem in a Mubur. Okay? That's not good. That's not good. So Rav Chista suggests it's going to be the same Machokas by get. Apparently, Behuda says if you go over it with ink, it's good. So it's good for get, it's good for you too. Yeah?
You can't erase it.
Right. Like, you could. Okay, that's true. But the Gemara wants to equate the Machokas, but Rav Acham Yaakov rejects the Gemara for different reasons. Rav Acham says the same thing. Gil Aloi. Ad Kadlo Kamar Rabbanan Hasam. Rabbanan said, "Ain't I'm in a book? The shame is no good. Why? Debina Zek Kalev Anveu. Because what's going to happen? You need Zek Kalev Anveu. Rashi is not above a mitzvah. The truth is, if you go over it with ink, it's no. By Sefer Torah, that's the point. That's why it's not a valid comparison. He says because by a get there's no din of hider mitzvah, but by Sefer Torah, if you go over with ink." So that is going to stand out. It's going to be blacker. It's going to be, sometimes you see it at the same
time.
It's not as beautiful. It's not as beautiful. What?
It still works.
Yeah. Oh. So that's our problem.
But you don't have to have either.
Yeah. One second. Oh, very good. That's exactly the concept. That's the either it's also not. So let me just explain the case of everyone stands it quickly. Okay. Say if you look in Nun Dalet 33, it's the same issue. Same Sefer Torah. The guy had a Sefer Torah, and he said he didn't have Askaris, didn't have Lishma. Another great sofer. He said I didn't have in mind. So the question is possible Sefer Torah. Anyway, the Gemara there brings up the same machlokas between Rabbi Huda and the Chacham, and then at the end they say no, it's not the same thing. Okay, because Ad Kadlo Kamar Huda Elabechada Askar of the coolest Sefer Torah alone, Bishul the Mechzik Kimenuva. Especially if by every shame you're going to go over it to every. Especially in some parts, it's going to look very sloppy. Even one shame is going to stand out, but it's going to look very sloppy. Again, you have old Sifrei Torah where it's been fixed many times. You can see where the ink is darker. You know, it doesn't look as nice. So that's the concern. And that's the same thing with the Gemara. So the implication, this is question two, the implication of this Gemara is that it's no good. And that's also kasha. What do you mean? It's only hither. So the Gemara made an equation and wants to say, you know, that it's like get. And he says, no, but I say the Torah is different because it has to be hither. It has to be hither, really? It doesn't have to be. There's a hither mitzvah. Okay, but it's, like you said, it's still good without it. So what's going on? So that's a problematical Gemara because the Gemara there seems to say that hither is ma'akev. We assume that hither is something nice, that something good. Right. But it doesn't mean that it's possible without it. The implication of this Gemara is, again, at least according to that view, is that the absence of hither in a Sefer Torah is going to mamish possible Sefer Torah. That's a tremendous chiddush. And the truth is, the Gemara, you understand a kasha. So there are two kashas. One, the application of hither mitzvah of Rashi and Rashbam to matzah, not eating matzah or facing the afternoon. And two, the sugya gittin seems to imply that the absence of hither can disqualify. You know, that now you could say it was just
exactly the same because the Sefer Torah had hither.
Right. And, oh, yeah, did it.
And now
that's
it's going to be undone.
Okay.
It goes
back to the original Mechilta, which is stronger, gave examples of Mahadir.
Right.
Unveiled.
Right.
So unveiled is not the same as the basic message.
Okay, so that's the question. Yeah.
That's what the Torah had hither, but the get didn't have hither, and the case wouldn't be comparable anyway.
Well, the Gemara, right. So you could say it's just a deal. At the end of the day, the Gemara says, well, get doesn't need hither. But still, just, at least in the presentation, it sounds like you know, you're saying it's no good. So
if
let's see. The Gemara in Sukkah. Look in Sukkah, Yud Aleph and Beis, 35, the Tanya. This is talking about binding, Eged, binding the Hadassah and Arabas to the Elul. So the Gemara says, Tanya, Lulav bein ogud bein she'en ogud kosher. Whether the Hadassah and Rabbah's practices, we have the, what do you call it, the holder there, and you put it, but or you tie something around it, but let it all loose. It looks a little schleppy when it's loose. You have a Lulav and three Hadassahs, probably a bunch of them. So the Gemara says, bein ogud bein she'en ogud kosher, Yehuda over ogud kosher and ogud pos. Yehuda says, you must have ogud. My time to be Yehuda, this morning said, Yalaf lekicha lekicha magudas ezo. A bunch of hyssop branches. That's what they put the dam of the from Pesach on the doorpost. Agudas Ezo. There it says Lokachtem Agudas, and therefore by Esrog it also says by Lulav and Esrog it also says Lokachtem Lochem. Same word Lokachtem. So yes, it's there. Shama Lakicha Lakicha. Bala Han Baguda. Avkan Baguda. So Yehuda holds Lulav Tzarich Ege. That's Likuba. And Rabbanan Lakicha Lakicha. Loyal Fino. They don't have such a Gzeira Shama. You can't make up your own Gzeira Shama. They didn't have that tradition.
Well,
okay.
So they only did it once in the whole history.
That's different. But look at, but also the good says by Taras and Matzor. Okay. But be that as it may, the point is they didn't have that tradition. There wasn't such a Gzeirah Shavah, and as Rashi says in 36, Ain Adam Don Gzeirah Shavah Atzol, and him can love them a Rabbah, over Rabbah, Rabbah Moshe. He had the tradition. He didn't have the tradition. Okay. Then the Gemara asks. This is what's important for us. Keman Azlo, third line of 35. Keman Azlo Hadatanya. Lulav mitzvah la'ogdo, we lo ogdo kasher. Period. There's a statement of Brisa. It's a mitzvah to bind the meaning together, but you didn't, it's kasher. I said, well, who's it like? Here, Yehuda, kilo ogdo my kasher. I mean, Yehuda said you have to. What do you mean, im lo ogdo kasher? Yehuda said it's got to be. It's a must.
Why
right?
Does the word mitzvah mean
that you
have to?
Oh, so that's
mitzvah la'ogdo. Rasa
Nenigamar asked, I'm my mitzvah, the Rabbanan, they don't have to. That's exactly why my mitzvah. La'olam Rabbanan. It means a good thing. Right? What do you see from here? You see that it's not ma'akev. It's a hither. It's a hither, exactly. It's recommended. It's a nice thing. So that's also proof that hither is always, it's a mitzvah, right? It's a nice thing to do. We all agree. Hither mitzvah looks nicer. You know, they have these branches loose. Nicer it's tied to get bind together. But if you didn't, you're still kosher. So that just compounds the kosher from gittin, where we seem to say that hither mitzvah is ma'akev, the absence of hither. So. But it's the same minute. Well, it's just from the same. It's all the same minute.
You
tie with the same minute. Not with someone else. Yeah.
You see, sometimes it's not okay, but you have to do it. It's supposed to.
Oh, it's okay.
Hidur and Chiyuv, not okay, because it's three different levels.
I'm not sure we have a third yet. So
it's not okay.
Yeah.
And you have to do it.
Who says you have?
You have to stand up to Shmuel Nesek, but if you have. And then if you have a gasol,
I don't know if that's hither. I'm not sure it's hither. But okay. But there is, the full disclosure, there is a Rashi, okay, in Sukkah, we should be aware of this. Chav Tes Mabez, Mishnah, famous Mishnah, beginning of Lulav HaGazel. Lulav HaGazel, Yavish Pasol. Right? The stolen Lulav and a dried out Lulav is Pasol. The Rashi explains there, Chav Tes Mabez, Sukkah 38, Lulav HaGazel, Lulav Kasha, throwing it off, fine, fine. Gazel is Pasol because of Lakachtem Lachem, Tziv Mishalachem. Good, has to belong to you. Why is a Lulav Yavish Pasol? Says Rashi, the Be'inan Mitzvah Uderes, Tichtim Anveyu. So Rashi seems to say, like that Gemara Gittin, the absence of Hiddur, at least sometimes, is Ma'akev. Rashi understands that when the Mishnah says, Luma Yavesh Pasol, it's Pasol. The Mishnah says it's Pasol. Why? Because it's not Hiddur. So Tosus jumps on that. Tosus in 39 says, Luma Yavesh Pasol, Mepharish, B'Gemara, no, Mishum the Iskos, Luma Esther, Dixim Behadu, you said before it was there. By Esther, it says in the Pasuk, part of the Mitzvah. But he says, below Kemosha Pirsha Kuntris, Mishum Nixiv Zekhel Van Meyu, the Ein Van Meyu, Elechat Chila, below Mitzvah Mahachi. I mean, it tells us soon, because of our Pasuk, that the absence of Zekhel Van Meyu is not going to make it possible. Okay, but Rashi doesn't say like that. Rashi disagrees.
And Esther will never be either Mitzvah.
It's always like, okay. But in any event, what comes out is that according to Rashi, what's that? So that's what Tosus assumes, all lumped together in the same pasuk. But Rashi learned like that, and the Tosus brings the proof to Gemara Yud Aleph. We just said, "Dami Rabbana Lulav Mitzula Ando Mishum Zema Zekel Maveu." The law of those kosher. But I'm just showing that there is a Rishon, prominent Rishon named Rashi, who seems to learn like the like that Gemara and getting that. At least sometimes you have to figure out what the rules are. But at least sometimes the absence of hither taka pasuls. And by the way, Rashi may not be the only one who says this. That's what I was going to say. But it goes back to what I said before. 91 plus 3 or 94. Anyway, there should be another. Let me go there. Another shita, another Rishon who may seems perhaps agrees with Rashi. We know we have a. We'll read in the few weeks of Parshas Truma. By the building of the Mishkan, Karkava Pasidas of Asisa Kroshim La Mishkan Ate Shitim Omdim. The beams, the boards of the Mishkan had to be vertical. The boards were set up, you could envision it set up horizontally. I mean, like Lincoln Logs, whatever, it's horizontally. But you could build it vertically. You're supposed to build it vertically. That's what the Gemara says in Sukkah, famous Gemara, Mevhan Reis. Amar Chizki, Amar Yerva Shum Shum Chai. Kol HaMitzvah Kulam. There aren't so many in this category. All right. Kol HaMitzvah Kulam. Ain other yotzeman elach derech gedei losam. When you do a mitzvah involving plants, so it has to be held or positioned the way it grows. Shemar atashim omdim tanan rochi atashim omdim shomdim derech gedei losam. Rashi says, "Kol mitzvah is called karsha mishkan mamudim lulav hadas varava." Can't think of too many more. But whatever there are, that's a question. There's a question whether it applies to mitzvah another time. But anyway, atashim omdim derech gedei losam. So we hold the esrog. The truth is, by the time many of us see the esrog comes out with the pitum upward. But after a while, it's falling down. That's because of the weight. You know, the weight of the fruit just puts it down. But it comes out with the pitum up. That's why we hold it upside down when we first take it, to avoid the ovelasiosan problem. Right? But it's supposed to be held. Right, that's what it says. Now, what says the Bahag, the 43, same Bahag and Simutasvon Hilchot Lulu, he says, he brings in what's the issue here, or at least what's possibly the issue here. Zeh keli v'arvehu. Second line. He stole a fun of it. Says, lav derech noyu v'lo nafik. So the Mahan may be like that Rashi, like the one getting that. No, he holds that derech de'losim is an issue of, or at least possibly, an issue of zeh keli v'arvehu. And the absence of that will pack a possible the mitzvah. So you do see some Rishonim will hold, at least in some cases, some form of hiddur, and that requires further analysis. You know, or some of others have, you know, Sukkah have dealt with it. But Lamaisa, most assume, not like that, most assume like Tosas, that hiddur mitzvah is only in, it's a chatchila, it's a meyo, it's a nice thing, but it's not an absolute requirement. So it's interesting, I'm going to go quickly to these next resources. There's a sugya in Shabbos. Also brings up that same issue of writing a Sefer Torah. The sugya there at the Mishnah in Kuv Dal Rabbeis, Ksav al Gabe Ksav. There's certain types of writings which it's Potter on Shabbos, if you write. Potter on Losser, it's also the bottom, but it's Potter, not the Malacha. One is Ksav, you have to write two letters, right? So let's say I write one letter over here, one letter over there. You write two letters and they're not next to each other. And one of the things is Ksav al Gabe Ksav. Okay, Ksav al Gabe Ksav. That's the Mishnah 44, Ksav al Gabe Ksav. What is? Let's look at Rashi, second line of 45. Ksav agam ksav. Hevra kumos osa ksuv kvar. You put your pen over letters that were, so you really do anything. On the other hand, you know, you wrote. That's the question. So there it's talking about on Shabbos. So the Gemara on Kuf Dalal Beis in 46 brings up this question, brings up the same issue. Is Ksav agam, it should be the same machlokes. If it's considered valid by the guest, so it's writing on Shabbos. It's not, so it brings up the same issue. Okay? There's a Tosus that tries to work out who the Shita is like, but what I'm worried is the Maharsha. It says the Maharsha for his comment on that Tosus. And finally, later, you can look at it. The Maharsha on that Tosus Shabbos, Kuftal raised the last Chama of Kislev. Right. Tosus did not, in explaining the Sugya, mention that perhaps the writing was a Sefer Torah. Why don't we say when the Mishnah says Ksava Gabe Ksav, it's Potter on Shabbos. Again, Potter will also. But Ksava Gabe Ksav is not Ksiv on Shabbos. Okay? You could have said, says the Maharsha, and Tosus didn't, but they could have said that we're talking about a Sefer Torah, okay? And that's why Ksava Gabe Ksav is Potter, because it would be no good. Okay, no good, huh? Oh, so he says, the Lomista. He says, "V'lo nichol k'marasim v'sefer Torah." The mitayim of Mishum Zekhar Mameu lo mistaber she pasul d'oraisa. We're talking about ksiva d'oraisa, so it wouldn't be a psul d'oraisa, right? That's like we're saying. No, who says it's a psul d'oraisa? So he's saying, even by sefer Torah, that's what I want to bring out. Even by sefer Torah, despite the Gemara Gittin, it sounds like maybe when that Gemara Gittin says that if you write in sefer Torah, you know, ksava gavitzav, and it's a failure, and it's not going to be a hinder, it won't possible to raisa. That's what I want to bring out from that Tosafot. We keep a guy's a tshuva like that. You know what I'm saying? There's maybe even that Gemara never meant to say it's possible mamish to raisa. We at Takasha, since when does Zekhar Manveu disqualify? But the Maharsha is saying it didn't mean to say it's disqualified to raisa. It's made Rabbana, maybe. That's what, again, whatever local issue he's dealing with there, Kufdal, and why it didn't want to say it. But what emerges from this, Tosus Maharsha, is that even that Gemara Gittin, now, I don't, it's not going to help Rashi's problem, you know, why he said Yavish is a Zakeh Mameo. But at least we've answered our question with the Gemara Gittin, because maybe the Gemara never meant that it was no good Mamish Doraisa. Now, to me, Kim Eger has an interesting tshuva, Madura Kamas, him and I in his tshuvas. I'll say outside just what his issue is, an interesting question. You can look at the Shiloh. Another great sulfur. He was writing, and it's in Parshas Vayechi. So it says, Vayomer Yaakov, Yosef, I'll say it now, learning, El Shaddai, Nira, Vayelus, Vayelus, Eretz Kanan. He wrote, Vayomer Yaakov, El Shaddai. They left out the El and Yosef. But now the question is, 1 second. Did he write, Vayomer Yaakov, El, the same Hashem, and left off Yosef, El? Right, or the other way. What did he leave out? You know, did he leave out, did he write Vayomer Yaakov and El Shaddai is good? He just left that El Yosef, or Vayomer Yaakov El. Okay. Anyway, so that's the question. Difference being, it's a Shem Hashem. So you have to have Kavona. Yeah. So that's the question. You have to erase it. That's what he's talking about. Anyway, but
he didn't have to write it.
No, we don't know. We have the same Torah in front of us now. We don't know what the, he's not here. So we don't know what he had in mind. Did he mean to write El? Yaakov El Yosef, or do you need to write El? What did he have in mind when he wrote it? Anyway, so the question, you're going to have to erase something there because you got to fit in the missing words. You have to shrink. You have to write. So anyway, you can read, but what he says, what's important for us in the beginning of the second paragraph, is the apostle Gamer Mars Komos, that was the assumption is that it's going to be possible even to our bottom by writing over it. Some of you will notice this in the first one. Look back for a second at that original Gemara Gittin. And maybe that's it. Huh? Yeah. But that original Gemara Gittin, the Chof, which was, let's find it, number 31, right? When the Rabbanan responded to Yehuda's Mavel of Chomitz, what did they say in the second line of 31? They didn't say it's Pasol Mamish. So therefore, maybe that's the Gemara Gittin is not the Sarkashi. Okay. But I want to focus for the remainder of the year, a few minutes quickly, on some sofer there. Some sofer there in Gittin, and I think it's very, very interesting. The Gittin Chof of Aval, 51. The Bina Zekhele Van Veil. He says, B'chidushi Reish Perak Lova Goz, which I printed 52, where he elaborates, but we'll look at the shorter one, the same 2 minutes. He says, listen to this one. Afilo Ivan Veil B'shar Mitzis Lav Darais. I'm willing to grant that most of the time, Hidur mitzvah is lav daraisa. Again, I'm not telling you, however, but by ksivas Hashem, when you're writing the shame Hashem in the Sefer Torah, that's daraisa. Because what is the pasuk? What's the source pasuk? Ze eli vaveru. So it's extended to sukkah, it's just a tefillin to show for good. That's daraisa. But when you're writing kale, the name of Hashem, oh, that's daraisa. That's what pasuk says. It's a pasuk. Right? Ze eli vaveru. I'm saying this because we're learning. Right? So he says, by sukkah, by shofar, by all those things, the absence of hidden mitzvah doesn't disqualify the mitzvah. But maybe he's learning, not like the Kivega, not like the Marsha. He's learning that Gemara and Gittin Taka, that it would possibly. But that's because by Sefer Torah, there's a different standard. By Sefer Torah, the standard of hidden mitzvah is much more integral part of the mitzvah because they're alien. Hashem, Hashem, Hashem. What can you beautify more than the Hashem, Hashem when you're writing the Sefer Torah? That's interesting. That's the Torah. Yeah, the Shemos. Yeah.
And
all right, we didn't take it. Anyway, you can look. He spells it out. He said maybe that's the Machlokas Rashi. He tells us whether that's true or not. So I just want to point out this being the case. Okay, I'd like to take off on this stuff. But yeah. Yeah, Beina. So that's a good one. That's a favorite of some sofa. Here, Beina. Yeah, the Chachamim. Good. I thought it was a very fascinating some sofa. Now, I just want to take off just a slightly different direction. Just a few more minutes. You asked before, Monty, are there other places where there's hither, not in the actual item? Let's take a look. There's a Mishnah, there's some Mishnayos in Bikurim. Her Gimel, 53. The second Mishnayos in Bikurim. Bikurim, you had to bring the first fruits to Yerushalayim. So there was a whole ceremony, there was a whole parade. The farmers came in. It was so look what it says. Look, Mishnah Gimel. Hakrovim, and then I tell them, I hope we've even grown up, we're going to bring whatever. The Hashor, Holeth, this man, the Karnav Mitsupo Zov, the ox that was schlepping the stuff, had the horns were decorated with gold. You know, at a parade sometimes, they dress up the horse, you know, they put off, right? They would have this kind of thing, right? The Terrace of Zayas Barosh, had a good wreath, an ivy, olive branch crown on and so on. That's Mr. Gil. Mr. Chet, Hashir, like I was going to just say, Mavim, Bikurim, Bikil, so Kesim, so Zog. You have to bring the Bikurim in a basket. So they would make a wicker basket or a shopping bag from God Express, something like that. They would have a gold and silver. And the next Mishnah, Yud, okay, Reb Shimon speaks about something called in the fourth line, the fourth phrase there, Itur Bikurim, Itur HaBikurim. They would put other fruits together with them just to jazz it up, on the platter, they'd put more fruits. And then Rabbi Bartholomew writes in 54, the third line, Paragimel Mishnah Yud, Bikurim, Itra Paras Hanayim Shemakir Sushali Hidur Mitzvah. Now, one second. What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to bring your first fruits to Yerushalayim and to make a certain declaration. Maybe that's two separate mitzvahs, some one mitzvah, but whatever it is. Okay? Here we're talking about the stuff in advance. It's not exactly, Hidur Mitzvah in the actual mitzvah. The chetzah here is the fruits that you're bringing. The fact that the animal has gold on its horns, or the fact that you're bringing it in a gold and silver basket, or the fact that you put other fruits there, that enhances. So there is an example, it seems to me, of a hither that applies somewhat extraneous to the actual. That's what I'm trying to say. So there is that. I think addresses your issue. So hold the thought for a second. I did Avner Nezer as a tshuva, a very fascinating. I mean, I don't have time now, but a very fascinating tshuva. Chelak Archaim is in Toflam and Gimel, Oz Beis and Gimel. He's talking about is beauty, and you ask this question. It goes back. I said we'll come back to it. Is beauty, is it always what it looks like? Is beauty not be as beholden? What I think is beauty is, for example, tying something, who's going to see it? Does it matter what you see? But interesting, in Gimel, he writes, he brings up this mitzvah, this issue, our issue of Rashi and Rashbam, because we didn't come back to that. But now we're coming back to it. He said, in Lulav, the mitzvah is a lakicha. So the mitzvah is a lakicha, so you beautify the lakicha. He says, by matzah, the mitzvah is the eating. So you beautify the eating. It's the act. That's what I'm trying to get to. It's not the chet, it's the act. So he says, by matzah.
So you should have very good arm motion. but it's still not the chesed shel mitzvah.
No, okay, no, but he's saying the lakicha means in the part of the ma'aseh lakicha is bound together.
The master goes into my throat.
It feels better in your throat. You need all day. That's the point. He's saying it enhances the act. It's a very interesting idea. He says the hider mitzvah. The achila is, what is achila? It's physical pleasure of eating. So the pleasure is enhanced, so the mitzvah is enhanced. So now what we're seeing is that there's a hither that's not only in the act, okay, but not only in the chetz, I mean, but in the act, you know, how you view it. So that already is a different getter. And it would seem to me, but it's not what the hither is. The hither is in the act. Most of the time, beautifying the item. What he's saying, I think, is beautifying the item is to beautify the Maisa HaMitzvah. It's not the Chetza, but the Maisa, I'm saying. I think that's what Avinei is saying. Whatever the Maisa is, so usually that is by beautifying the item that you use. But there's also a beautification, you know, again, if the mitzvah is eating, when you beautify the item, it disappears. It's in your stomach. The answer is it beautifies the act. So just let me just finish. I'll take questions after if you want to stay. We find a very fascinating machlokas. We've shown it, really. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillin and Mezuzah of Sefer Torah Perek Aleph Daf Yud Beis talks about writing tefillin. There is a rule called sirtut, which means you draw a line. You've all gotten the leaders to see in the Sefer Torah, you know, there are lines, right, that they look straight, right? So the question, you have to do sirtut in writing a tefillin. So the Rabbi Tam says, no, you know why nobody sees it anyway? It's inside the box, right? What's the difference? Right, nobody sees it. The mechusim be'or, so low boy sirtul, shayach mu'ad over the top. Okay, but according to the top, and the Rambam also says the shulchan aruch also brings some lamed base to above 50. Ain't tzarich l'starte, except the first one. He said again, I don't have time to go into it now, but shulchan aruch does write in shpital. There are more rights in 60. Okay, again, lechatchila you do sirtul like the mishmur says in the chabalah because that can't even rave. You don't have to. You should beautify it inside and out. And it's based on a Mordechai.
But it's based on that.
So listen to this. The Mordechai is based on a Mordechai in Perek Maneh Megillah 61. Remember, tough Lama Dala, back page. Very, very interesting. He says you have what we call a mantel, me'il, right? The mantle from the Sefer Torah, the cover of the Sefer Torah, or the garth they wrap around it. One side is silk, one side is the cloth. All right, which side should you put the silk on? So that's what you think. Maybe you're right, but 1 second. Well, which side is actually the Sefer Torah? So says the Mordechai, Tzarech lahasin tzarem ilah Sefer Torah below tzad pishtun. Why? Because what are you doing? So he's saying, so there's a different attitude, but there's a beauty in not just what you see, but what you're doing. It's very, very interesting. And that's what the Mishabur, the Shulchan Aruch says, well, Nogu Kane, perhaps you should do on both sides. I mean, again, I printed the sources here. Well, Nogu Kane, what emerges from what? The Mishabur says, the Lechatil, you should. What emerges? Seems to me that there's two types of hither. There's hither in the item, there's hither in the act. So therefore, the Rashi and Rashba are not wrong. They're applying a hither mitzvah to Achilas Matzah, the act of Achilas Matzah. There's different types of it. What I wanted to say, perhaps to explain the Sam Sova why it's different with the Shem Hashem, maybe in writing the Shem Hashem, it's one of those things, or it's really both. Because there's a beauty in the physical thing and in the attitude towards it. You know, in the way what you have in mind, you decorate the Sefer Torah, you put the silk on the inside, touch the Sefer Torah. Maybe that's why the standards are higher by the Shem Hashem and the Sefer Torah. It's actually impossible to be able to, because you have both types of hither. You have the hither of the beautification, the actual beauty, you know, the way it's written, and the hither in your attitude. Maybe that's what's required by Zek Halim on Mayu. Zek Halim means both, yeah.
So does that maybe explain why, according to Rashi, the key part of a little
younger? Yeah, why?
Also, because that is not considered the key part.
Oh, it will take away like maybe that will work for Rashi also. Let me just finish up by noting there's a very fascinating Sam Sofer. The first one is 64. Islam Rabbah Beis and so Kamino Hayagdo just saying it's because what we have to tie it with the min, right? With the little, the things to tie with the
min.
So he's saying that. He wants to say both. He says Wouldn't it be nicer to use golden rings or whatever it is? So he said, no, but the hither is what the halacha says in hither. That's interesting. But listen to this, Chassam, it is amazing. It's 55. It's amazing. I'll say it outside. Lamed Vav Mem Aleph. Sounds like a Chassidish of art. It's very nice. You know, Esrog HaMenuvar, spotted Esrog. Spotted Esrog. It's not hither. Most of the time, by the fifth or sixth day Sukkot, as many of us have little brown spots in Esrog. That's why I always urge people, I do it myself, not always to hold it the same for a long time in the same position, because the sweat of your hands or whatever, so move it a little bit, you know, so never, but all right, so the Chassam Sofer raises the question. We know that at one time it was not uncommon that there was one loaf of Esrog for the whole town, right? And they had a way that we'd give it to everybody to use it and so on. Okay, by the time the 30th Shifty guy got over the Esrog, you know, the little spot, isn't it a problem of Menumer, Esrog HaMenumer, right, that's spotted. So the Chassam Sofer says, what do you mean? That's the biggest hither. Here you have an Esrog that was used in the mitzvah by so many Jews. That's even bigger hither.
So,
yeah, exactly. I don't know if he reads all of them. I see doesn't, but you can read yourself. Okay? He said, huh? No, I know that's not true. And like I say, you know, today I think the average 12-year-old had a better Esrog than all the girls. So, you know. But I'm just saying, it's an interesting thing. It's a hither that more people use it for a mitzvah.
I have a saying, so it's for 50 years.
Right, so it's not
coming apart.
Yeah,
that's a hither.
I'm just saying, there's something besides the actual beauty. I end with the Sugya Yuma, Ayin of an Aleph, Tanar Banan. There's a certain point that there were people would bring out the Sifrei Torah, and in Kippur, actually, in the Beis Hamikdash, it says, the Korebo Kadei Laharos Chazus Olarabim. People would show off this Sifrei Torah. What does it mean? Rashi says, and I am now 57, second Rashi, Laharos Chazusul Rabim, Laharos Noyo Shel Sefer Torah, which I think means the physical beauty, but also the Tiferes Ba'aleha Shetorach Lisnos Mitzvah. It also brings glory to the person because of the effort or the money or whatever you put in to accomplishing this. So there's two different, seems to me this Rashi alluded to two different types. There's Noy of the physical item itself, but also the person, when you put in the effort and the time and the money that you spent to make this, that's also of value. Even if, go back to what somebody said before, even if it may not be as beautiful, you know, in terms of the outside, that doesn't matter. That's not the only part of it. The part of it also is what your attitude is and your approach to mitzvahs. That too is part of mitzvahs. And therefore, the Rashi and Rashbam, you know, can say that the Nadi Narav Pesach is also an Indian of Hidden Mitzvah.
Besides everything with Eric.